Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about Community Awareness of Heart Health Month. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Ann Sansing, Mississippi State University Extension Service Community Health Coordinator with the Department of Food Science, Nutrition, and Health Promotion. And our heart is probably the most important part of our bodies. How can American Heart Month make a difference?
Well, Amy, we can use this month to create awareness about heart disease and prevention in communities and at home. Because heart disease is the number one killer of both men and women in the U.S., it is critical that we raise awareness. A few comments from the American Heart Association suggest the following ideas. Encourage families to make small changes, and that's like using spices to season their food instead of salt. And motivate teachers and administrators to make physical activity a part of the school, and this can help students start those good habits early. And then ask doctors and nurses to be leaders in our communities by speaking out about ways to prevent heart disease.
What are some other suggestions for community involvement?
During February, we're already thinking about the human heart. Therefore, there is an open door to spread awareness and education about heart health. There are various events and venues for promoting heart health in communities, both rural and urban. For instance, several heart walks sponsored by the American Heart Association are already scheduled for three locations in Mississippi. The first walk is in Pascagoula on March the 28th, and then there are two walks on September the 26th scheduled for Laurel and Gulfport. Other ideas for creating awareness include educational presentations at civic community clubs and faith-based organizations, 5K runs, lunch and learn sessions for the workplace, Wear Red Day with resource information on heart health, health screenings available combined with health resource fairs, and women's heart luncheons, maybe with health professionals to speak. To find out more about local events, check with your county extension offices. They may be sponsoring or co-sponsoring an event in your area.
What about using social media to promote heart health?
Twitter and Facebook and then e-cards are an excellent promotional tool for sending health tips about heart health. Toolkits are available online from several organizations with ideas for social media promotion. The Heart Truth Educational Program has online toolkits along with healthfinder.gov with e-cards and tweets ready to send. Also, the MSU Extension Service will be tweeting reminders about heart health throughout the month of February. So follow us on MSU EXT or MSU EXT Living Well. And also, if your organization or business does a monthly newsletter, you might add information about living a heart-healthy lifestyle.
What are some ways that families can raise awareness about heart health?
Well, you know, as families, we can work together to create opportunities to make healthier choices. And making that conscious effort to start the day with a nutritious breakfast can make a big difference. But really focusing on planning those meals with a set time for everyone together around the dinner table can be a real plus. And having those conversations about activities that your kids and you're involved in can help bring conversations and dialogue about what the family can do together, maybe on a weekend, maybe planning on taking a hike, going biking, or some physical activity. And, you know, parents need to encourage and model these behaviors as well. There are six tips that I might remind you of here, or families of, is to stay active, to plan heart-healthy meals, to serve less salt, maybe season with spices, to learn to relax, and that's important in our families. Maybe tell a funny story at dinner time. Discover how those in your families de-stress best, and to sneak more activity into the day. Maybe park further away when going to the grocery store and have kids help with those chores. Learn your numbers, and that's the most important way to keep your family heart healthy, is to know everyone's numbers. Everyone over the age of 5 should know his or her blood pressure, and every family member over the age of 20 should know their cholesterol numbers. And if you smoke, then stop smoking.
And for more information or to speak with an extension agent to guide you further, you can always go to msucares.com. Today we've been speaking with Ann Sansing, Health Coordinator. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.